Estara, it's okay,
Lady Rhea said, taking her by the shoulders.
You're going to be fine.
I know.
Estara nodded, but she continued to look past Lady Rhea.
Lady Rhea, look. Do you see that? That thing behind Ari and Chal?
Lady Rhea looked, then frowned.
You mean Abeloth?
Vestara's strength drained away, and she would have fallen had Lady Rhea not caught her in the force.
Vestara, what's wrong? You seem exhausted.
Realizing that she was the only one who saw it, Vestara forced a nod.
I am, but I can handle it.
And perhaps she could, Vestara told herself. There was no reason to despair. Now that she saw the truth of what Abeloth was, she could defeat it. A Sith could defeat anything if she understood it. Lady Rhea must have sensed the return of Estara's resolve because she smiled and relaxed her grasp.
That's better.
She patted Vestara's shoulders, then turned to face up the shore.
Master Chal, I need a lightsaber and a report. Do we still have a location on ship?
The question was an unnecessary one. Even as Lady Rhea was barking it, ship appeared in the distance, a tiny speck floating over the jungle from the direction of the shuttle clearing. But everyone was too busy with Lady Rhea to see the vessel. Inquiring about injuries and offering her spare lightsabers salvaged from the bodies of their fallen companions. So Vestara pretended not to see ship approaching and just reached out in the force.
Why?
She asked.
Why did you betray us?
Because I was commanded to, and machines must obey.
Very well. I command you to come to me now. I command you to set down and take us away from here, to take us back to Kesh.
A low crackle began to build as ship approached, and Vestara thought for a moment that he was actually coming to land. But then as Lady Rhea and the others spun toward the sound, ship accelerated, streaking past so low over their heads that Vestara could actually feel the heat from his propulsion units.
Silly child,
ship said to her.
You are strong in the Force, but strong is nothing compared with Almighty.
Lady Rhea began to yell orders, leading the charge back across the river toward the cave ridge. Vestara did not follow, instead remaining on the shore, watching the horrible thing that was Abeloth continue to approach.
You ignored my warnings,
ship reminded her.
And now you are as lost as I am.
Vestara shook her head.
We are not lost.
Speaking the words aloud only seemed to make them ring all the more false. But she continued just the same.
Sith never surrender. Sith never despair.
A wave of grim amusement rolled through the Force.
You are a smart girl, Vestara. Why do you believe anything you do can ever get you off this planet?
Ship dwindled to a dark spot, shrinking against the cave ridge, and vanished from the Force, leaving Vestara alone on the shore with Abeloth. A fan of slimy tentacles slid around her shoulder, and she turned to look into the cold stars that were the thing's eyes.
Come, Vestara,
it said.
I'll see you safely across the river.